For far too long, scientists have claimed that our world was an accident. That our world was basically just by chance. For far too long, scientists have claimed that human beings are cousins and distant relatives of monkeys. You see, when you minimize the purpose of humanity and equate it with animals, that would allow for the rise of one section of humanity, and you guys know who I'm talking about, to treat another like slaves. I'm talking about the elitists and the globalists bringing about this ideology that we were all just a frickin' accident. When there is no supporting evidence, it's based on theories. Time and time again, they tell us lies and we're supposed to believe them because they're, quote-unquote, scientists. I'm here to tell you today that science is a religion all on its own. Science can easily be linked to the religion of Satanism. You see, they like to tell us that we're crazy for thinking that there could be a powerful being who is outside of our universe and outside of our reality, who created us. So instead, they offer us these theories of the accident that is Earth. When just today I saw a story, and Em and I both have gone over this quite a few times, and we decided that we were going to do a little presentation on it. This story alone has the ability to potentially wake many people up to the reality that the Big Bang is false. And scientists admit it. You see, there's a section of science, astrology or astrophysics, or whatever you want to call it, that believes in God. And they will tell you that they are being censored left, right, and center. And this agenda that is behind the Big Bang is so large and it's so well funded that all the other facts around certain sections of science, or all the other theories, if you want to call them theories, are pushed out, are censored. So the interesting part of it all is this is science's fraudulent creation story exposed by scientists. No, I'm not a scientist. No, Emma is not a scientist. We're not talking about us exposing it. They're exposing it. We as a scientific community created an origin myth that has no more intellectual value than Genesis. Mark Harrison, UCLA geochemist. So the first thing is we're going to have to stop for a minute and just kind of avoid the diss that they did on the Bible, because the Word of God defends itself. For this battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. Now that being said, let's avoid the diss they did there, because we know as Christians how factual Genesis is. That said, scientists call their origin story a myth. Now, wait a minute here. I thought that they were trying to say that it was set in stone about evolution and so on and so forth. But apparently, they're saying it's a myth. Oh boy, a lot of people are being strung along. You see, let's go through the evidence here. The Atlantic, rewriting Earth's creation story. Now, before I go any further, some of you will claim that the moon landing was fake, and some people will claim that it was real. That said, all of their evidence is coming from the supposed moon landing. We're going to leave that issue undecided for now. The Atlantic, rewriting Earth's creation story by Rebecca Boyle. Much of what we think we know about the earliest days of Earth, therefore, comes from the geologically inactive moon, which scientists use like a time capsule. The Apollo rocks. Ever since Apollo, astronauts toted chunks of the moon back home. The story has sounded something like this. After coalescing from grains of dust that swirled around the newly ignited sun, the still-cooling Earth would have been covered in seas of magma, punctured by inky volcanoes spewing sulfur and liquid rock. The young planet was showered in asteroids and larger structures, called planetesimals, one of which sheared off a portion of Earth and formed the moon. Just as things were finally settling down, about a half billion years after the solar system formed, the Earth and moon were again bombarded by asteroids, whose onslaught might have liquefied the young planet and sterilized it. Why would I believe what you're saying here? Because I'm pretty positive you just called your own story a frickin' myth. Now I'm supposed to believe you again? What I would like to see is some supporting evidence other than just these quote-unquote scientists' words. Because for far too long, we are being strung along by just scientists' words. They're not sound doctrine, ladies and gentlemen. They're based on theories, and they're even criticizing their own theories, calling them myths. Something very strange is going on here. Let's continue. I'm going to mention one thing here. This is an actual picture of the moon landing, okay? An actual picture. This is not some Google or not some fake image that was created. This is one of the real images from Apollo, one of the missions of Apollo. Why in the world is the flag flying? It's space. There's no wind. Oops. The Hadean epoch. It gets biblical. This is what's so funny. Back to the Atlantic. Geologists named this epoch the Hadean, after the Greek version of the underworld. Only after the so-called late heavy bombardment quieted some 3.9 billion years ago did Earth finally start to morph into the Edenic, cloud-covered, watery world we know. First of all, why in the world would I believe your 3.9 billion year timeline? You've just stated you have no idea. You've just stated it's a frickin' myth. And now you're going to sit here and tell us all that they know. They know, ladies and gentlemen, they know. It's just like evolution. Let's continue. But as it turns out, the Hadean may not have been so hellish. New analysis of Earth and moon rocks suggests that instead of a roiling ball of lava, baby Earth was a world with continents, oceans of water, and maybe even an atmosphere. It might not have been bombarded by asteroids at all, or at least not in the large quantities scientists originally thought. The Hadean might have been downright hospitable, raising questions about how long ago life could have arisen on this planet. Although, if you go back to the original Greek hell, Hades, you had to cross a river. It's a cool, wet place. So maybe the joke is on us, says Mark Harrison, a geologist at the University of California at Los Angeles. You know, what I find so interesting is for far too long, scientists have claimed that no, scientist is not a religion, it's the absence of faith. But even this geologist will admit that it takes faith to be a scientist, thereby creating what is called the religion of science. Understand why we have a category on our website titled Science from Hell. Because they continually refer to hellish like science. So my question is, if you really are going to refer to the Greek hell or Hades, that's what the Bible calls it too. But then in an instant, or a split second, turn around and say, oh, there's no such thing as hell, or there's no such thing as heaven or God or any of that stuff. But why do you keep referring to it as hell? Thereby drawing yourself as opposition to the Christian community because you keep referring yourself back to hell. But then, in like the same breath, say that hell doesn't exist. That's called Satanism. Satanism is the religion of science. It's very interesting to see how twisted science actually is. Now, let's continue here. Samples collected by Apollo astronauts, see, it's all based on this supposed mission to the moon. Apollo astronauts helped give rise to the late heavy bombardment idea because of chemical traces embedded within them. Potassium and argon isotopes in the moon rock suggested they suffered catastrophic heating around 3.9 billion years ago, along with the moon's many craters, This was evidence of a real battering. But this contradicts evidence in meteorites that have made their way from the moon back to Earth. When geologists analyze those rocks, there is no 3.9 billion year signal. There is no signal in meteorites from the large asteroid Vesta either. Though presumably, it would have also been hammered by the same rocks flung at Earth and the moon. The Apollo rocks might be fooling us. This is from their article, and this is not, I did not write this, or Emma did not write this. This is from their article. These are their words, stating that the Apollo rocks are fooling them. Or the rocks are fake, and the evidence is fake. You see, all of this guessing and theories, it shouldn't be enough to put in a textbook. But yet somehow, it's made us all, it's made its way into the textbooks. But there is no sound proving point. At least I've yet to see one. Because they keep going back and forth and back and forth. Oh, yes, it's true. No, it's not. It's a myth. I mean, my goodness, shouldn't you all agree? How we supposedly got here, like an accident? As Christians, we better know for a dead fact. And we can all agree on one thing. In sound doctrine, ladies and gentlemen, God created us in His image. He created the earth. He created the heavens. He created the universe. He created everything, even the devil. He does not dwell in our restraints of time. He lives in His own. But He is here with us all the time. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last, and He is the beginning and the end. He is infinite. Let's continue. One thing is clear, however. Harrison says there has never been any evidence to support the canonical hellish vision of magma lakes and tar-colored volcanoes showered in fiery meteors. There is absolutely not a single scrap of observational evidence that requires that scenario ever took place. Then why has it been in textbooks for how long now? Why has this been included in the quote-unquote theory of creation? Doesn't make any sense. We cover a lot of this stuff because CERN is trying to do the same thing. The Big Bang. Exploring the Big Bang and so on and so the early universe. Make sure you go check out our Unlimited section and become a member of Freedom Fighter Times today. We don't know how long our YouTube channel is going to last because of what's going on in the coming days. Not months, but days. Just thought I'd throw that out there real quick because we did a massive video on this, and you need to see it, so go check it out. Now, let's get back to this. There is absolutely not a single scrap of observational evidence that requires that that scenario ever took place. Then why in the world should we believe that you have any other evidence? But yet your data has ended into this massive theory that's completely a myth. We as a scientific community created an origin myth that has no more intellectual value than First Genesis. Although, I don't know why they said one Genesis, although we're very quick to criticize those that operate on faith. That's exactly what we did. Mark Harrison, distinguished professor of geochemistry at UCLA Geochemistry. Science operates on faith. Faith in what? Because if you don't believe in the way, the truth, and the life, otherwise known as Jesus Christ, then you're operating on a mission and an agenda of the devil, or in other words, Satan. Science is equivalent to Satanism, thereby giving it the agenda of Satanism, thereby bringing about the end times through science. Even though there are some scientists who say God exists, Jesus Christ exists, they are servants of Jesus Christ. And they're being censored and silenced. Especially in this field. Now that being said, while those who believe in science believe in the Hadean or Hades myth they made up, we believe in God, the divine creator of life who answers any questions of creation in Genesis 1. Read your Bibles. Even the name of their theory is proof of who they blindly follow and where they will eventually end up. Hades or hell. And some scientists are going to say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in this spiritual nature or spiritual world. I don't believe in your God or the devil or any of that. And I'm going to respond and say, not even the devil's that stupid. Wake up. This is yet more evidence that they've created a myth and we're supposed to blindly follow their myth when they have no evidence to back it up. The question now is, and I'm opening this up to all of you, if they lied about this, what else are they lying about? Maybe it's time we took a closer look. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.
And I believe in science.